And we are back. My son Richard Rush with me today, and we've got a couple of car reviews to do, speaking of all the things we were talking about earlier. And one of those, Richard, is a really fun car, has a cult following, and I know why, because it's really a fun two-seater sports car from Mazda called the Miata that you've driven, and I have in the past as well, and it really is a fun little sports car.
Yeah, it's really fun. Haven't too many differences or improvements or I guess not improvements but changes. Let's just say that, right? For the past several years, it's still got an inline four cylinder. It does share a platform still, Dad, with what we call the Fiata. Obviously, you know when Fiat kind of came out with it, they kind of partnered together. Similar stuff. It is a small car. It comes. It's one of the last cars available with a manual transmission, which is really fun to drive a 6-speed manual. The one we drove was kind of the grand touring edition, which comes in at about mid-30s. And it's a convertible, too, Dad, hard convertible. I will say this. It's a loud car on the inside, but as you know, Dad, there's lots of little Miata clubs and that sort of stuff, and you can go poke around in the mountains or around town or whatever you want in the weekend. And it's a very affordable car to be able to do that. And again, folks, I'll be honest, even if you've got a little bit of an oversized garage, you can fit this car. It kind of feels like a little go-kart, right? You just kind of put it, almost you almost like a truck in a way. So really a fun car, you know, just a nice little sporty thing. Mazda done a fantastic job with it. It looks good. But I will say this, if you're over 6 foot tall, it's going to be very difficult to get into this vehicle. So it is one of the ones where it's a sports car, but it's for folks, I'll be honest, yours and my height, you know, 5'9", 5'10", to be able to do that. And even a bigger guy, you're not going to be able to fit in there. But outside of that, great car. If folks want to learn more about it, head to the local Mazda dealer and let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
I know we're out of time, but I want to add one really quick thing to that. You mentioned earlier the club and that side of the fence. It's a great car if you're looking for any of that type of things to get into at a really pretty inexpensive price, considering a lot of other car clubs and so on. The Miata clubs are really great.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.